Magic Man, really? I had to find you not at Metropro Arena, at the Turner Rec Center, a meat department, a grocery store?
Yeah, I'm near the local grocery store. I'm looking around at some of this meat. Dan, come here. What do you think?
Magic.
There's a sirloin, a chop steak. What do you want to use?
Who is this guy Chuck, and why do they name all the meat after him?
I'm not really sure about the Chuck steaks or anything like that. I just
want
to know.
I just want something that's going to keep the swelling down from that.
I'm going to give you a steak to keep the swelling down. That's exactly.
Yeah, and I want to know where they sell the colored toilet paper that they were throwing into the ring tonight, because that was ridiculous.
That was the most stupid thing that I saw him doing, and that chant, that stupid oi, oi, oi thing for that stupid Australian.
For 10 years. I gotta hear that stuff every time it's Dan.
Oh, you mean the Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Yeah, and I told him not to do that.
Yeah, we were pretty specific on the directions, and the fact that nobody listens shows how stupid people from Kansas are.
Yeah, really.
I mean, they come out there in like grade school, and they're like, "Hey, kids, like, don't talk out during class." But they're just like, "Yeah, okay, teacher."
Yeah, I can't believe that stupid Australian came into the ring and got that. And you know, and it's Retro Rick. You know, you started all this trouble the last time I was around trying to get help out, Pete. Man, you know, I got some steak. Coming for you. I think I'm going to buy you a steak, all right? Yeah, a steak for your heart.
You know what? Retro Rick, I forgot to bill you for my television because of you. Whenever I flip through the channels and I see either the Chiefs, I urinate on my television, and I broke it the last time because that's how much I hate you and your stupid team. Urinated on my own television set. I want to thank you for that.
Well, you're quite welcome. Now, I got to ask you, last month you came away with a win. This month, Dingo got the better of you. Little distraction with Davey Vega, I believe, but I have to ask you this. Last month you were without Magic Man. You won.
Hey!
He's back and you lost.
Now, wait a minute. You keep out of my business!
I got this. You know what? Also, you know what also happened last month? Or this month that didn't happen last month? Like 47 people didn't come out of the back and try and get involved in the match. You know, maybe that had something to do with it. Why don't you ask that question? Why don't you go ask Davey Vega why the hell he was out there? He had his chance and he lost. That was between me and Dingo. This is a 10-year-long feud. We had our business to handle on that ring, and he comes out there because he was lacking a spotlight and gets involved. And you know what? He's lucky he didn't get hurt even worse. He's lucky that Dingo not only tried to steal my spotlight, but he also saved Davey Vega's ass because something bad was about to happen to him.
That's right.
And I can't believe that sirloin costs this much. That's ridiculous. Like, do you guys have, like, magic cows here or something? I know I saw the movie Twister.
It's not like it's Kobe beef or anything. It's not like they're feeding them beer and massaging them or anything.
Exactly,
it's Kansas,
man.
Please.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the cows are inbred here, just like the people.
I mean,
wouldn't you make the, like, meat less expensive?
I mean, you know, if it's the same, you know.